Good evening, comrades. Thank you, Jasmine. Thank everyone for coming. I'm going to be brief. We got a long program tonight. It's not going to be real long, but it's always challenging. I just want to say a few things about our movement in terms of its relevance today. Our organization was founded in Chicago on May the 17th, 1973. And it came in the wake of some very challenging times for our movement. Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Viola Luzzo, Shirley Cheney and Goodman, Medgar Evers. It's a long list of people who were killed by police, by the Klan, and these people were killed because they were demanding that black people be given the rights that they were guaranteed when the Civil War was fought, when slavery was abolished, and when we were promised that we would be able to live in this society as equal and free citizens. Of course, that promise has never been fulfilled. And people, a lot of people have died for it. But I mentioned the murders. Also, there was imprisonment. The murder of Fred Hampton here in Chicago. I mentioned that because that was the level of repression that was going on in our country at the time that our organization was founded. People say the movement just faded away. People lost interest in the movement. You know, it was no longer a hot topic in the evening news. No, the movement was killed. You know, at least there was an attempt to kill it. They tried to murder the movement. And they thought they could do that through murdering our leaders. You know, they thought they could do that by imprisoning our leaders. And the Chicago Alliance Against Race and Political Repression, which arose in the wake of the Free Angela Davis case and campaign, said no, the movement will not die. The movement will go on. And it is our duty and our responsibility to defend the movement. That's how we came into existence. We came into existence to defend the Black Liberation Movement. We came into existence to defend all the various strands of the people's movement that was under attack at that time. And that's how we still live. That's how we still exist. Today, we face a very special situation. The Laquan McDonald case, the murder of Laquan McDonald, the Jason Van Dyke case, is historically unprecedented in this way. And I keep saying this. This is the first time in the history of Chicago, and like Angela Davis said, maybe in the history of this country, that a white police officer has been charged with first-degree murder of a black person while on duty. So you take into consideration everything I said. You know, I didn't say the first time indicted. I said the first time indicted while on duty for first-degree murder of a black person. So we have an obligation and a duty and a responsibility to make sure that this leads to a conviction. We don't just want an indictment and a trial, we want a conviction. That has to be a demand on the part of our people. Well, he hasn't been proven guilty yet. How can you demand a conviction? People are entitled to a fair trial, right? He shot Laquan McDonald 16 times, and the prosecution went through each shot at the trial. The proof is overwhelming. The whole world has seen that video. You can't murder somebody on video and there be a reasonable doubt, you know. So we don't want this to be a Rodney King case where the jury said, oh no, they didn't do that, and you got the video. And for this not to be that type of case, we have to demand. Some people, you know, are saying, well, he's going to get convicted because the system does that. Angela Davis was acquitted by an all-white jury. Why did that happen? Because we stood up and fought for it. That's why it happened. We stood up and fought for it. The first day of her trial, when she came into the courtroom with her fist in the air. Because she was not on trial, the system was on trial. And that's what's going on right now, people. The system is on trial in the Jason Van Dyke case. Let's make no mistake about it. And the system is guilty. They are guilty. So you got to show up. I don't want to hear no excuses. We have to show up. We have to be down there. Make some special arrangements. Make some sacrifices. Because nothing is ever won without sacrifices. We may not get all we fight for, but we got to fight for all we get. And so if we're not fighting for this, then we're not going to get it. So we expect you to be down there Monday morning, to be down there Tuesday, to be down there Wednesday, Thursday. As long as this trial is going on, we got to show up and make these demands. Make these demands. Justice for Laquan McDonald, convict Jason Van Dyke. Thank you very much.
This last award goes to someone that epitomizes the kind of journalism that we need throughout the country. And we need this because we do recognize that people owning radio and television stations don't necessarily tell us the truth. They don't necessarily give us the news. Oftentimes, it's half-truths and lies. It is deeply within the interest of all freedom-loving people to have a press to operate in a fair and just manner, and to speak the truth. Not when it's convenient, but speak the truth always. And calling this next brother up, it is something that we witnessed, some steadfastness, some doggedness in carrying out and fighting for the truth and fighting to make that truth a reality to the entire city and the entire country and the world. This brother was able to fight in a way that all journalists should fight, and that is not accepting just anything. Go out and dig for it, explain it, make it happen, and once you make it happen, stick with it. Jamie Calvin investigated and found out quite a bit about a video that was taken of the Laquan McDonald murder. And when that happened, some people understood that this video existed but did not want it public. Well, Jamie Calvin did not just say, okay, I give up. He took them to task. And that's what has to happen. We have to take people who will give us bits and pieces of what is going on, but won't give us the whole truth of what is going on. Jamie Calvin stuck with what he believed was a cover-up, uncovered it, and now we are in court with the murderer of Laquan McDonald. This video is proof of murder. It's interesting to watch the defense. It is truly, truly unbelievable that we would have this stall to the point where we get this judge who, in my opinion, is bought and paid for. We, as black people, represent a third of the city. And to have only one African American on a jury is horrendous. This harkens back to the days of Jim Crow.
Yes.
And it is in line and in step with Trumpism.
Yes.
We will need people like Jamie Calvin to continue to speak and dig for the truth and fight hard along with us. I'd like to invite Jamie up to the stage now. Jamie, on behalf of the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression, we would like to present the 2018 Charlene Mitchell Human Rights Award to you in recognition of your leadership in the struggle to secure justice and human rights. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much. This is a great honor coming from this organization, but particularly at this moment. And this is a moment that we're living in together in the city of Chicago. You know, in the aftermath of the release of the video and other revelations about the Laquan McDonald case 3 years ago, a whole set of processes were set in motion, a kind of cascade of events, the firing of the superintendent of police, the ousting in an election of the state's attorney, the firing of the chief of the agency tasked with investigating police shootings, the intervention of the Department of Justice, essentially taking over initiating a process of taking oversight over the police department, a political implosion that changed the political landscape in Chicago. The Laquan McDonald, you know, when I first heard the name Laquan McDonald, a week, 10 days after the incident, from somebody that will never be named, somebody in law enforcement who provided the information, I could never have imagined that 3 years later, Laquan McDonald would be the Emmett Till of our time, would be just like Emmett Till in the 50s became the sort of master narrative through which people understood the atrocities that enforced Jim Crow. This young man, Laquan McDonald, now the story of his murder kind of is the frame around our political life. You watch as this mayoral campaign goes forward. You know, this is at the center of our life in Chicago. And, you know, the trial is part of that, but it's only part of it. You know, a whole set of things were revealed about the underlying pathologies in our institutions, the bedrock racism, not institutions that kind of have skewed towards racism or become infected with racism, but institutions that are built on racism, foundational racism. And there's, you know, we talk about police reform and change often in kind of bureaucratic terms, changing these procedures, changing training, renaming institutions. And, you know, I welcome the consent decree process. You know, that will provide some tools for change. But if we allow this to be a essentially bureaucratic process, then we're missing an incredible opportunity that I truthfully never, I've worked on these issues for a long time, I never really expected there to be an opening like this, a possibility for really fundamental change. But that change necessarily has to reach the core defining issues in American life about race, with respect to race. Otherwise, we're just kind of tweaking and making marginal changes in these institutions. And so, you know, there's a large agenda that has opened up and become available to us. And I think what this organization so kind of gallantly represents is that it's civil society that's going to make these changes. It's people in the streets who are going to make these changes. It's changing the narrative. The change isn't going to come otherwise, but there is a possibility. There is an opportunity right now, and we need to occupy that space. And there's space to be occupied. There's space that's essentially vacant right now that needs to be occupied. There's power in the streets, and this is a rare historic opportunity. So I look forward to seeing you in court next week. Thank you.